Now each of us has this sense of time around us. So we might think of the future as being in front of us, or to the right, or out at a diagonal. Some people see the future in a spiral. And we use in our language, don't we, phrases like putting the past behind us, or the future's bright, or I can see the way ahead. So let's go on a journey to see your perfect future. So make yourself comfortable, either sitting in a chair or lying down. If you're sitting in a chair, put your back upright. If you're lying down, make sure your head is propped up with a pillow. And close your eyes slowly. Just get a sense of where your past is relative to your body. And get a sense of where your future lies. Now, there's no right or wrong to this. And indeed, for many people, it changes. It can vary. Spend a bit of time now just getting a sense of this. Now pay attention to your breath again and get a sense of where your thoughts are right now. For most people, they're in the frontal lobes in the front of your brain, just behind your forehead. And ask your thoughts what message they're bringing, why they came, who sent them. Notice for each thought that you have, when you think about that thought, the original thought disappears. A normal human mind can only retain one thought at a time. And if you think about the direction of the thought, you lose its content. And if you think about the content, you lose its direction. Put your tongue to the roof of your mouth and imagine a point about an inch or a couple of centimetres up and 2 inches or 5 centimetres back. And this point is your pineal gland. It's right at the top of your spinal column. And imagine your thoughts now migrating to this point. From here, you can see the back of your eyeballs and you can view the viewer. And if you imagine now looking up from this point, the top of your skull, and seeing a hole, maybe about an inch, 2 or 3 centimeters in diameter. You can see light coming through that hole, a diffuse white light. Each time you breathe now, let that hole get slightly bigger and bigger till it fills the whole of your skull. And slowly, let your consciousness now float up to that point at the top of your skull. And notice how you can look down upon yourself from here. And you can see yourself as a vessel, sitting here in this time, a container and an observer, if you like. Let your consciousness now float up another inch or so above the top of your head, so you're now looking down at the top of your skull. From here, you can look 360 degrees around you in space. You can also look backwards in time along your past timeline and forwards in time to your future timeline. Just get a sense of this now. Go back in time now along your timeline, float out along it, and think about the highlights of your life and all those successes, all those great times. All the people that you've met to give you the experience, the wisdom, the learnings along the way. The places you've been, the knowledge you've gained, and the dreams you still got to fulfill. And if you look around you now, you can see in this space-time, there's still very significant people that are around you in a circle. The people perhaps you're in business with, your family, your friends, your loved ones. And see how they're here now as actors in your play to help you grow and evolve and learn. And imagine them looking out from a similar position and seeing you as an actor in their play. This is known as the consensual reality in which we all live and operate. You're all travelling down your own timelines, mixing, intertwining, bonding, separating, but also knowing that one day you'll all meet again and look back on these times and know that they were all for a purpose and they were just all perfect. So come back now and center yourself above your crown and look out to the future. And you can see new versions of yourself a day from now, a month from now, having learnt the goals you placed on that mind map. 3 months from now, more learnings. A year from now, really working with your fully alive powers, living a magical existence. And 2 years from now, having reached a new level of enlightenment. So imagine that all of these versions of you are tied together with a thin, silver gossamer thread. And now, take hold of that thread and pull yourself towards those future versions of you. and notice as you pull yourself along the timeline how all those resources you thought were missing, the time to do things, the money to do things, start to appear. All the people no longer required in your shared journey disappear, and all the people you need around you to move forward converge on your timeline. If that version of you 2 years from now gets hold of that gossamer thread and gives it a tug, you can see how you can now pull the version of you in the now towards you. And how you're entwined and entangled, and that all the causal events that will happen naturally will bring you to this point. So looking back at yourself now, pull yourself back along the timeline, back to 1 year, back to 6 months, back to 3 months, back to 1 month, to a week, to a day. You're now sitting again, right above your head. And before you come back into your body, take one last look around at the past that brought you to this place, and at the future which is yours to behold. See that you're a traveler now, in space-time, and the thoughts that are running through your head are a stream. And imagine that our brains and our consciousness are perceivers of that thought stream. It's as if we're observers of the movie of our lives. And know now that movie is yours to direct. You can craft any scene you like. You can cast any actors. You can have any background music. Any scenarios, and you can craft any ending. So drop now down into your body, pulling with you that gossamer thread, entwining it, entangling it, bringing it back into the now. Let your consciousness now float down into your pineal gland, into that central point in your brain. And now flood top, bottom, left, right, backwards and forwards. Then open your eyes slowly and come back in the room and know now that it's time to act out the next scene in this wonderful play we call our lives.